Absolutely superb. That's Danny and Dave from the Coronas. Do you enjoy that as much? I'm not saying necessarily here in front of me, but when you have all the guys with you, and you know, is there sort of a nice stripped down feel to performing when it's?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, it works better for sometimes than others. That song, when Danny wrote that song, it was. It kind of started with Egan's. Egan did our drummer. Egan had a kind of electronic drum sound on it, so that was kind of us kind of taking the album in a slightly different direction for previous songs. But when you if it works on acoustic guitar, it usually sounds like you might have a tune there.
And then you can add layers onto it then afterwards, can't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Did to some extent with this new album, and maybe it's because of sort of the moving to a label, going to London, coming back, not reset the sound, but you've changed it a bit. And there's a if it ain't fixed, don't break it attitude. Sometimes it's
I think we've had five albums. This is our fifth album now, you know. So it wasn't like we set out to try and make a totally different sound. But I think just to keep ourselves into it and keep ourselves sort of moving and progressing and evolving, I suppose it was just natural that it changed a little bit. And at the same time, it's still Coronas-y sounding music.
Yeah.
It's still 3-minute, you know, pop rock songs with my annoying whine on top of it. So, you know, it's always going to be us, and we still try and write catchy choruses and stuff.
But you can't come in here being all handsome, all talented, and then putting yourself down. What are you guys?
I didn't have a time for a shower this morning, so I don't think I smell very good. Thank God your listeners won't know that. But
Dave can worry about that. I'm all right.
But I think, you know, we've been very lucky in that we're all pulling in the same direction when we write new music, and it just seemed right. And as Dave says, it's very important that the songs work just on two acoustic guitars, despite whatever different approach we take with the production. You know,
it's a great philosophy, and I think younger bands probably learn from that to some extent as well. So, what's the story now with the summer? It's festivals. Is it because you've your album, and I presume you want to be travelling that sort of beyond our shores as well? So,
yeah, we got a lot of festivals here. We got Kilmainham, which is next week. C Sessions tonight is kind of the first thing we're looking at, and then Kilmainham, then the Marquee in Cork, Galway Arts Festival. And then in September to December, thankfully, we're pretty much on the road. We've got a tour of Europe, we've got a tour of England, we're going to the US, and we're going to Australia. I'm not sure in what order that is. I haven't really thought about it yet. But
it's going to be a busy couple of months, but we're so excited, as we were talking about earlier on, about getting on the road. But yeah, Australia, Europe, UK, and America. So it's going to be really busy from September on. So yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Plans just keep hopefully playing to as many people and getting better and improving and keep enjoying it.
I know you obviously love what you do, but I mean, it's a lot of time, isn't it, sort of away from what a normal life might be. Is that a challenge too sometimes, or is this your normal and it's grand, as they say?
I think in fairness, we know how blessed we are, you know, and you know, even in the last couple of weeks, we've been really busy for us because we've been promoting an album, we've been nonstop, you know, gigging, rehearsing and promoting the album. And you know, it's been a few early mornings and stuff, but we never really complain apart from to each other. Like, but we know we're
keep
blessed.
It in house.
Yeah, exactly. Right, but we know we're blessed, and we know we have a great job, and you know, long may it continue. For long spells of the year, we might just have a couple of shows here and there, and we'd have a bit of time off, and we love travelling as well. We love touring. We love getting to see new countries.
I mean, it is an amazing thing to be able to do.
Performing in itself is like a drug for us. We get a kick out of that, and you know, I very rarely even drink before shows because I don't want to cloud the buzz that I get from playing in front of people.
Yeah,
I
can't get as natural highs.
Natural highs, exactly.
We're all about the natural highs. So there's no point us trying to flog tickets for tonight because you sold the whole festival.
We just came in to just to tease all the Highland listeners.
We can stand up in the car park and maybe try and, you know, squint our ears to get some sound of what you're going to do.
But they can buy our new album if they want now, your lovely listeners.
Yeah, what's the situation with that? The sort of, you know, I mean, is it all about sort of getting bums on seats? Are people into concerts now? I mean, or selling albums or streaming? I mean, I know you have to get a lot of streams. You get millions of streams, but the Spotify dynamic, it's not, you're not going to sort of necessarily retire on it. So
I think for us, we've never really made money off album sales. You know, it's always been life that has pushed us, you know, and right back from when we started, you know. And so for us, it's the live gigging that keeps us going. And so it is getting bums on seats. And thankfully, we've been blessed in that department. Yeah. And even from the very early days when we came up here to Donegal, I remember playing in the Grill Just down the road from here, and then we played in Donegal Town and out in Chasing Bull. Was that in
Bundoran? Yeah, on Main Street.
And so we built up through the venues, and even back then it was always about getting people to come live. Mm. And I think that's why we've been blessed with getting the crowds that we get now, is because we've sort of grown with the crowd,
you know? The crowd's grown with you. Yeah, exactly. I think really there's a sense of ownership there, yeah. And that sort of been on this journey with you, and because you are generally genuinely nice guys. I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The audience know that, don't you? Know you can be standoffish, or you can involve them. I suppose.
I think so, and I think as well with the songs in themselves. When we started out, of course, we were San Diego Song, and that was our tune, and it was about being a student and having a good time. And I think we were students at that time as well, and people our age bought into it, and now they've grown old with us, and now we're singing about getting old and being depressed. And they're relating to that too.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We can all relate to that. I've really just only come on to you guys in brilliant stuff. It really talks to me, you know? Right, so listen, as I say, you're only really teasing us, because unless you've got a ticket, you're not going to see. And it's going to be awesome in C Sessions tonight. I've seen some of the snaps and all coming out of it.
Yeah.
Last night was absolutely huge, and the atmosphere is great. So
it is. It's a lovely vibe down there. We're really excited about
it. I'm not sure how many people will know what you're doing up on the stage.
Yeah, I know. It's so windy and rainy. No, yeah. But no, I think, you know, there is a great atmosphere around the town, and we're going to enjoy it anyway. We're on half nine, so we're looking forward to it. And then we'll get to enjoy the rest of the night as well, and check out a few other bands as well, which is always a great thing about playing at festivals. It's one of your few chances to actually go see other bands.
Music fans as well as performers, aren't you?
See, like, my friends always go to Glastonbury every year, and it's like they always book the tickets in advance. It's like never been once, because
we always have shows.
That weekend. Yeah.
I was watching a bit of it last night. Some of it's hit and miss.
Yeah, but it always is. You know, some people love Radiohead or hate Radiohead. You know, we'd be in the very much in the Radiohead camp. You know, so I actually went to see them in the Tree Arena on Tuesday night, and that was amazing. You know, but
they were tuning up for about 4 minutes, and I thought it was the latest song. Like I was thinking, I'm not really, but the guitarist was kind of just a bit. It's a bit off what they've done in the past, but maybe I could.
But not a million miles off, probably, at times.
No, it was nice like, to be there. Just making any noise. I was like, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I see what they're doing here, you know? New sound. Yeah. But people are very receptive there, I suppose. That's the Art All Festivals. That's where you're going to have such great crack. Right, exactly. Lads, thank you so much for coming up here. I suppose it's your old stomping ground, too. You mentioned the grill and all that. So, listen, thanks for the continued success.
Thank you very much.
And you're going to play us out then. Yeah. This is Danny and Dave from The Cronus. You're going to play us out with what?
We're going to play one of the old ones, talking about when we were young and optimistic.
You're going well back here now. This is off the first album, I take it.
It is, yep. This is called Here's or Goes. So here we go. Heroes or ghosts, one man's mood can break another man's soul. Or am I just cynical for my own good? Am I too scared to say we'll get there if we should? But you know it's harder than it looks. It's harder than it looks. But I know it's gonna take a lot of time and a little bit of luck. It's beginning to happen, and it's beginning to move. And I've seen a reaction, yeah, I've watched us improve. And you could say we don't care, or that we don't believe, but this is what we've got, and there's nowhere we'd rather be. And you know these roads, they could take us to the start. From the shadows, you're cast to play the part. So don't grow, forgetting who you are. A simple goal could get you very far. But you know, yeah, yeah. It's harder than it looks. It's harder than it looks. But I know it's gonna take a lot of time and a little bit of luck.
It's beginning to happen, and it's beginning to move. And I've seen a reaction, yeah, I've watched us improve. And you could say we don't care, or that we don't believe. But this is what we've got, and there's nowhere. It's beginning to happen, and it's beginning to move. And I've seen a reaction, and now so much to prove. And you could say we don't care, or that we don't believe. But this is what we've got, and there's nowhere we'd rather. One man's mood can break another man's soul. Or am I just too cynical for my own good? Am I too scared to say we'll get there if we should? We'll get there if we should.
All right, Danny and Dave, once again from the Kroners, thank you so much. If you're lucky enough to have a ticket tonight, you can check them out, of course, at Sea Sessions. But their album, number one album already, Trust the Wire, is available for you as well.